This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.
Can I just say, great to be here at the Australian Open, just overlooking the putting green. And I'll tell you, as he walked past, the man who right now is tied for second place in the Open is Curtis Luck. Now, Curtis Luck, 20 years old, is quite a phenomenon in some ways. Won the US Amateur, also was runner-up in the Australian Amateur, going back a couple of years, and the Asian Amateur, which he won just a little while ago. So as a result, incredible. 20 years old, playing here as an amateur. Some people would say, why not a pro? We'll get him on the line and try and find out. Why not go professional? I mean, this is a big tournament. You're running second. You're still an amateur. What's the story?
Well, I was thinking about turning pro towards the end of this year, but when I won US Amateur, I had something pop up in my way, which was obviously getting starts in a few majors next year. So, I'm not going to turn pro just yet, so I can obviously afford to play the Masters in particular next year.
So just explain the events that you get into as a result of having won that US Amateur.
I get into the British Open, the US Open and the Masters, but I can also utilise some starts on the PGA Tour as well as that.
So. Okay, so what do? Scratch yourself and sit there? I mean, this is a massive change in your life, even in 18 months, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really big change. More so just with my schedule, obviously, in the last couple of months in particular, it's evolved out of sight. So basically, I've gone from trying to fit in as many amateur events around the place as I could to kind of picking and choosing what events I want to play in the professional ranks. So it's been an amazing change, and it's pretty awesome to obviously be in this position.
Explain your last couple of days. You've been playing against a man who's considered one of the very best in the world, also very young in his own right, Jordan Spieth. We saw you coming up here just a short time ago, up the 18th, and you loose as a goose. You hit the ball, you know, to basically 8 feet, knocked it in for birdie and put yourself number two on the list. Is this now becoming part and parcel of your life? It's what you do?
This is probably the second time I've played with such a great caliber of golfer and Jordan and Jeff as well. It was really good fun out there, to be honest. Jeff and Jordan both made it extremely casual, extremely fun. So it was nice to be able to have a chat with Jordan and obviously get a feel for what his life's been like for the past 4 years in particular. It sounds unbelievable.
It really does, doesn't it? Just explain a bit of the backstory for people. Where did you grow up? What was the background of the story to get to this position?
Yeah, just a Perth boy. I've lived in Perth my whole life. I started golf when I was about 10. Was playing multiple sports at that age and was addicted to golf almost instantly. So it wasn't long before I dropped the other sports. It probably took 3 or 4 years and then basically, you know, was solely focused on golf.
Not being rude, but you're not a big guy. You're not the biggest guy out there. So it's all about your technique. It's all about your touch. But you've got to have that power game these days, don't you?
Yeah, the way the game's obviously evolving, it's really important to be able to still get it out there far enough that you've got some short irons in. But you know what? My short game's been really sharp this week, and I've held some good putts, and I've hit some great chips. So hopefully if I keep that going and my ball striking probably gets just a little better over the weekend, it might be out there in contention.
Well, that'd be wonderful to see it, I'll tell you. The final thing, just think, throw your head out 5-10 years. Can you afford to do that as a golfer, to start to dream about the career, to see the lifestyle, all that type of stuff? Or is it really that you've got to go tournament to tournament, day to day, round to round?
Yeah, I've always been in the now, so I don't think golf you can ever take for granted, especially when you're playing well. So yeah, I'm just happy to be in the situation I'm in currently and just kind of looking forward to each day as it comes.
Well, I'll tell you what, people, it's a great story, no doubt. Curtis Luck, one of the great talents on Australian golf at the moment, 20 years old, winner of the US Amateur, which is just an astonishing feat in its own right. Right now, equal second in the Australian Open alongside some of the greatest pros that Australia and the world have produced. And I've got to say, Curtis Luck, great to have you on the program today.
Thanks for having me.
This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.